Overnight and early morning cloudbursts took their toll on last Saturday's matches, with some games, including the local Surrey Premiership derby, washed out completely. That derby game saw Banstead and Reigate Priory unable to bowl a ball, and so it's the weather which finally puts an end to the Llamas' prolific run, and East Molesey closed the gap at the top. In Division 2, Chipstead Coolsden Walcountians made 187 and bowled out Sanderstead for 83 and 104 runs win. Dorking 189 drew with Oxted and Limpsfield 165 for 7. In Division 5, Merstham came unstuck by 48 runs at Byfleet, who made only 104 but bowled out their visitors for just 56. In the Sussex Premiership, Three Bridges were reduced to a 20-over game at tabletop as Roffey and lost, managing 125 in reply to their hosts 143 for 6. East Grinstead were washed out completely at Cookfield. In Sussex Division 2, Ifield 189 lost to Billingshurst 190 for 5 by 5 wickets. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles went down by 161 runs at Seaford, making only 96 in reply to 257 for 6. In West Division 4, Crawley 155 for 3 enjoyed a straightforward 7 wickets win at Horsham Twos, who made 154, while Fellbridge and Sunnyside 184 all out in a 29 over game beat Chippingdale 93 by 91 runs. It was 3 out of 3 for Outwood this week. Outwood Ones 175 all out, Ashley Middleton 91, Will Blees 46, Extra's next highest scorer with 14. Four Elms 99 all out, Tom Matthews 4 for 19, Outwood still second in KCVL Division 1, 5 points behind leaders Bidborough. Horsemonden 130 all out, Rob Rigby 3 for 19, Outwood 2's 133 for no wicket in just 16 overs, Lucas Evans 77 not out, Paul Howard 37 not out. Outwood top KCVL Division 6 by 15 points. Outwood under 10s ended their league season unbeaten winners, having played 9 and won 9. Phil Yent says they are a credit to themselves and the club, and managers Robin Kingerley and Gavin Manorowski. And in the Fullers Premier Division, Newdigate bowled out their hosts Wandgas for 86 and got the runs for 3, winning by 7 wickets. If you'd like your club news, results and reports on the afternoon stroll, contact me, david.jay, spelt J-A-Y, at susieradio.com. A slightly odd scoreboard for South Nutfield firsts. 8 batsmen scored between 18 and 27. Only one player in the match scored more than 30. 2 more wins for the club. South Nutfield firsts, 218 for 9. And Tadworth firsts, 144. South Nutfield firsts sail on. Brockham Green firsts, 126. David Bowen, 4 for 22. Alfie Wayne's got 3 for 27. And South Nutfield twos replied with 128. For 5, that's a 5 wickets win. Surrey County Division 1. Hawley firsts remain top in spite of being held to a draw by hosts Old Tennisonians, who finished on 93 for 7 in reply to Hawley's 159 for 9. The second 11 won with ease at home to Godalming 2s, in spite of a late batting tremor when 2 wickets fell in successive deliveries. Godalming mustered 125, Hawley made 126 for 4 to secure a 6 wickets win. An unbeaten century from Robert Style, 101 retired out, enabled Lingfield's Sunday 11 to set a tough total of 223 for 4. Hawley's Sunday Strollers came up 52 runs short on 171. Robbie McKenzie made 51 for Lingfield. When Hawley batted, Tom Clargo made 77 from 98 balls, 5 sixes and 9 fours. Nick Waddington made 37. Hawley Hackers progressed in the Surrey Slam thanks to a nail-biting last ball win at Kenley Hurricanes by 1 run. Hawley won 17 for 5, Kenley looking favourites, needing 34 from the last 5 overs, but the Robbins brothers bowled well. Charlie Robbins held his nerve in the final over, 7 to win. In the first 5 balls, Robbins had Ryan Brotherton caught by Charlie's brother, Jordan, and conceded just 4 runs. Arian Patel was sharp in the field for a run out, as off the final delivery, Kenley sought the second run for a tie, Hawley securing that narrowest of wins. Hackers 117 for 5, Hurricanes 116 for 8. And Hawley under 11s, 127 for 4, that's a net score of 303, beat Lingfield under 11s, 127 for 9, net 273, in the East Surrey Colts League Cup final by 30 runs net. On the front foot, our cricket chat show returns on Thursday the 1st of August at 7pm. We've got cricket for the visually impaired, we've got a guest from Banstead Cricket Club, and Jim Grant, Tim Bowling and I will be discussing the World Cup and looking forward to the Ashes.